This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Many in Washington are stunned this morning. President-elect Trump is nominating Fox News host Pete Hegseth to be defense secretary. He's also an Army veteran. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Hegseth served as a junior officer in both Iraq and Afghanistan, but lacks senior military or national security experience. He's developed a friendship, though, during his time as a Fox host with Trump, who has touted Hegseth's book challenging so-called wokeness in the military.
President Biden welcomes Donald Trump to the White House a few hours from now. This is tradition, part of the peaceful transfer of power. U.S. airlines will not be allowed to fly to Haiti for the time being after gangs shot at passenger planes. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has this.
The Federal Aviation Administration is prohibiting U.S. airlines from flying to Haiti for 30 days after gangs shot at planes. The UN also says it has temporarily suspended flights to the capital, limiting humanitarian aid coming into the country. Bullets hit a Spirit Airlines plane when it was about to land on Monday in the capital, injuring a flight attendant and forcing the airport to shut down. JetBlue and American Airlines also say their planes had been shot at while leaving the airport. The shootings were part of a wave of violence that's erupted in Haiti as the country swore in its new prime minister after a politically tumultuous process. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Two employees have now died after that explosion at a Louisville, Kentucky factory yesterday. Several employees were taken to hospitals. They're investigating the cause of the blast. The Dow lost 382 points yesterday. The S&P fell 17 points. This is AP News. A man accused of leaking military documents has been sentenced.
A Massachusetts Air National Guardsman was sentenced to 15 years in prison for leaking classified military documents. Jack Texera pleaded guilty. U.S. Attorney Joshua Levy says he admitted illegally collecting some of the nation's most sensitive secrets and shared them with other users on the social media platform Discord.
He included information about troop movements in the Ukrainian theater, about provision of supplies to troops. It included information about a plot to kill Americans serving overseas by a foreign adversary.
Before he was sentenced, Texera apologized for his actions. The FBI's Jody Cohen was asked, why did he do it?
Texera told the FBI he did this to boost his ego, impress his anonymous friends, and set the record straight about Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
His attorneys had described Texera as an autistic, isolated individual. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.